You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
For old times' sake, yes or no, would you like to be leader of the National Party at some point?
No, I'm just focused on what I'm doing. I'm one of those people that do it day by day, job by job.
I'll save this clip and come back to it in 5 or 10 years. We'll see how it's aged.
The Wire.
Research from Alliance has shown that young people are feeling the worst effects of the cost of living crisis. Many of those worst affected by the rising level costs are students. Recently, there's been a push to implement a universal study wage, spearheaded by the student associations of Otago and Victoria Universities, with support from the National Students Associations Union. I spoke with the New Zealand Union of Students Associations National President, Alan Dixon, about the potential cost of a study wage, as well as its potential benefits and the political support for it so far.
There's so many things that I could say that are currently wrong with the student support scheme, and I think $16 billion in student debt is probably the first place that I can start off, which very much articulates the problem that we're dealing with at the moment, and the fact that two-thirds of students are currently living in poverty demonstrates that it is not working.
I wanted to ask as well what the NZUSA's current proposal is for a change in the scheme and how a universal student income would work.
Yeah, so currently as a part of our general elections campaign, which is called No More Excuses, you can find it at www.nomoreexcuses.online. One of our policy areas that we put forward is a debt-free future. This was negotiated between the students' associations across the Motu, which is really, really cool, and it focuses specifically on a number of different areas in connection to not just student debt, but actually putting forward a sustainable process of having affordability in education for students. So it has three particular areas we're asking for, which is implementing a study wage for all, a free and accessible education, so prioritising education as a human right and a social good rather than as a marketised model, and forgiveness of student debt and debt repayment plans, or like complete debt forgiveness, just moving towards sort of a kōrero within that space of what is essential in managing debt. So in terms of the universal education income, it's had a little bit of a facelift with now being called a study wage for all. It's been championed by Otago University Students Association and Victoria University of Wellington Students Association alongside us in that space. The reason it's been called a study wage for all is a lot of people don't know what a universal education income would look like. But what's been proposed with this model is the idea that students can study and be paid financially in a sustainable way so that they do not have to go into poverty in order to study at higher education. So the vision is that $385 approximately a week after tax could be recalculated each year to ensure that students can make ends meet in the space of their study, so that they're not having to take out, because we're seeing, you know, awful things where students are regularly taking out 20-hour to 40-hour working weeks in addition to doing study, which is quite a bit of work for people to deal with. So the concept of the study wage, it takes from overseas. We're looking more towards the Nordic models, which is where there's this internal system that very much values education as building back into the community, a system that we used to have in our country. We used to have bursaries and grants that had a very similar model, and they were taken away by successive governments who kept taking money from students in those spaces and seeing us more as a market and as human capital than as people. So we're wanting to reinstate a system that allows for students to feel like they don't have to go out continuously or depend on family in those spaces to be able to get a higher education, to get their qualifications.
I was having a look at your website, and on your website you guys published a report in 2020 and 2021 talking about the actual cost of it. So as part of that cost breakdown, you said that study wage would cost New Zealand just under $3.7 billion a year. Do you have any updated figures on what that would cost for 2023?
Not currently, but there is an estimate, and it's been put forward by one political party who I'm not sure if it's been done publicly yet, so I won't put them in the deep end on that one. But there is a belief that if we were to relook at the structure of means testing as it currently exists within StudyLink, that the actual amount that we spend on getting people so that they can do the means testing in order to test it, how much of a percentage, I think it's somewhere between 12 and 15% of students who can receive student allowance, could also compare financially, that if we were having some type of study wage for all, that could be a similar financial level of how much is being spent in those spaces. But, you know, that's very dependent on us actually sitting in that space and doing those calculations, ensuring that our politicians are accountable this general election for those calculations and the cost of living crisis, because one of the things that, although we do have this estimate that a study wage for all would be beneficial at $385 per week, that doesn't necessarily mean that it is accounting for inflation. So, it is a complex situation in terms of the cost of living crisis currently, but I think it is a conversation that more political parties should be having in this current climate.
Yeah, and I do want to touch on that. Obviously, we are in an election year. The Greens have already kind of expressed support for a study wage. I want to ask if any other political parties have been in conversation with you guys about the possibility of this or the numbers behind it.
Currently, at this point in time, I do not believe so. Labor has been open to looking at the numbers if we were to propose a move from the means testing across to a study wage. So they've been open to the idea and willing to look at the statistics. The last time we talked to the Minister of Education, we were in that meeting with the coalition who are running the Study Wage for All campaign, and she was open, Minister Tennessee. But that being open is not the same thing as including it in your political party positions. And I also think, you know, given the fact that they're put so much into fees-free as a policy area, and then also the training and apprentices funds that are available at the moment coming off of budget, it's like I don't understand why this is not more of a priority in this space, especially when it's been one of those like previous election promises, particularly in postgraduate spaces, that has not come forward. So at the moment, we can see a strong commitment from Greens. There has been a little bit of movement in terms of the stuff that TOP is doing. NZ First has had a little bit of interest, particularly in the educational spaces, for supporting like the internal structure of Aotearoa New Zealand. But very few of them are looking at how that impacts the lives of students, other than Greens at this point in time, which is a pity because I think they're missing the essential voters here, which are young people.
Yeah, do you have a number of, as to how many people in New Zealand are students? Because it must be quite a big voting block that a lot of parties want to, you know, tie in.
Yeah, so the number of tertiary students in Aotearoa New Zealand is approximately always at about 400,000. Which I believe, don't quote me on this one, but I believe it's somewhere between 10 to 15% of voters currently, which is quite a large number when you think about it in comparison with other parts of society. So, you know, they can make a significant impact. I think it was something we were talking with UNICEF Aotearoa recently, and they were saying it only takes something like 30,000 votes in order to get someone into Parliament. Obviously, that's under MMP, that's actually a party-based structure, if you're a list and not specifically focused on a region. But young people have the capacity to be able to vote like that. If they wanted to get particular parties in, they could. If they want to support these types of initiatives and campaigning, they can. They've just had years of systemic pushback from society, which is discouraging them through, you know, things of not being paid appropriately for the work that they're doing in that space, through the gig economy, through things like that, where they've been normalised to not having enough, having to struggle and becoming apathetic politically in some contexts. But I think given that we have a whole number of young people running currently, for this coming parliament and government that's coming in, I think it's exciting to see that these types of conversations will be more on the table. We've got, you know, Greens and Labor are increasingly running young people. I've seen some recently for NZ First. I've seen some recently for National. So we're going to see these types of conversations shift, I think, the climate that we're in discussions politically on debt and student debt in particular.
And also a part of that, I guess, you guys have a petition on your website as well to get signatures for that. Do you have a number on how many people have signed your petition so far?
So this petition is being led by OUSA and VUSA. So it is something, what's happened within our policy areas that we are focusing on within this space is they are being championed by each of our local students' associations, and this is particularly their area. I can tell you the number of those who have signed the petition. You can sign it on Action Station as well, and we do encourage people to continue doing that. So currently the numbers that it's 1,000, approximately 1,500 signatures, but we want more. So if you just log on to Action Station and search up a study wage for all, you will find it. There's a letter to the Minister of Education on that, and you just put your name down as you would on any online campaign in that space, and you can join the movement in order to try and push for support for students for this coming year.
That was the National President of the New Zealand Union of Students Association, Alan Dixon, discussing a universal study wage and the economic implementation and political support for the scheme so far.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.